Math and environment teacher Genevieve Banyanse has 155 students in her grade 5 class, 75 who come to school in the morning and 80 in the afternoon, almost double the number from the previous year. Wringing her hands and grimacing, the teacher describes the frustration of seeing four children sitting at a desk meant for two at Nyakabiga Primary School in the capital, Bujumbura, where she teaches. Banyanse shudders to think of how the lack of teachers and resources affect the students.
Chaque élève tire le livre et notre tire pour son bien, mais il y a les autres qui ne peuvent pas.
Banyanse says four students share one textbook. She says the strongest usually get the book, which means that the other children are unable to study at night. The fifth grade teacher figures that only about half of the students understand the lessons because of the sheer size of the class, misbehavior by some students, and the fact that many children in poverty-stricken Burundi come to school on an empty stomach, making them sleepy and unable to concentrate. Burundi is the latest African country to offer free primary school education, a policy newly elected President Pierre Nkurunziza announced in his inaugural speech last August. A dozen years of civil war has gutted the education system. About 41% of adults are illiterate, and only a little more than 50% of all primary school-age children are in school. Many schools do not have electricity, running water, washrooms, or other basic facilities. Poverty is rampant, with almost 60% of Burundi's 7 million people living on less than $1 a day. While Banyanse and other teachers, parents, and students laud the new policy, they also have to contend with swollen classes that, in most cases, do not receive extra teachers, books, desks, and other resources to match the class size. Banyanse says teacher salaries are also very low, ranging from $15 to $72 a month. Saidi Kibeya is Burundi's education minister. He tells VOA that since primary school fees were abolished last September, enrollment shot up 30%, from 1 million to 1 million 300,000 students. He says his government has put together an emergency plan to cope with the increase that includes recruiting 5,000 teachers to add to the existing 21,000, increasing the education budget by more than $1.5 million, and purchasing thousands of benches and blackboards. Kibeya says that, despite the problems, free primary education represents a turning point for the country. He says a good number of Burundians are poor, and the decision to abolish primary school fees will allow those poor parents to send their children to school. The government's emergency plan mostly targets grade 1, the grade with the largest increase in students. Kibeya says international donors such as Britain, Japan, and other governments in conjunction with the UN Children's Agency are building extra classrooms, training teachers, constructing water and sanitation facilities, and other assistance for students. But a lack of resources is not the only challenge dogging Burundi's primary education system. 12 years of a civil war that killed 300,000 people has left an indelible mark on the country's children. The Deputy Executive Director of the UN Children's Agency, Rima Salah, explains.
Children didn't see, they don't know school, they don't know what a school is because of the long years of war. And of course you need more psychosocial, you know, it's no more education like before to read and write. It is really, you need to help children to get over this, the trauma of war. This is very important. And that is why in Burundi it's very important to have psychosocial education or counseling. I mean, those children are traumatized. They were born in war and they saw war all their life.
Salah says the UN Children's Agency supports organizations that provide this counseling so that children are better able to learn and the country can move forward. She applauds the decision to abolish primary school fees, saying that education is vital to the success of Burundi's post-war reconstruction and development. Also being integrated within the primary school system are more than 1 million former child soldiers. Salah says these children need special attention.
They will never recuperate if you don't have attention, you know, give them personal attention. I mean, in DRC, in Congo, in Burundi, and other places, I saw it. We need to give them, a social worker has to be with them all the time to help them, you know, overcome years and years of abduction and years of being, you know, in the army as children. They have lost their childhood. How do we bring them back their childhood?
Salah is urging the Burundi government and donors to ensure that children's psychosocial, and not just physical, needs are being met in the primary school system. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Bujumbura.